The U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 3.1% over the summer, powered by hearty consumer spending, especially on big-ticket items like cars. Whether that trend will help boost holiday shopping sales is an open question. Many retailers are predicting a dismal shopping season. But as NPR's Laura Seidel reports, others expect perfectly respectable holiday sales.
No one could accuse Mike Namira, a vice president of the Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi, of seeing the world through rose-colored glasses. Although he predicts growth in overall holiday sales this year, in his eyes, it won't be a successful season.
The kind of pace that we're seeing is running somewhere around the 2 to maybe 3% pace. And to put that into context, last year and the year before, Christmas sales were in that order, and that was considered a relatively dismal performance.
But others wonder what is so bad about those numbers. Take Brian Westbury, chief economist of the Chicago-based investment banking firm Griffin, Kubik, Stevens & Thompson. Westbury says that the average rate of growth in the U.S. economy since 1947 has been around 3%, just about where it was last quarter. And retail sales tend to grow at the same pace.
I don't understand necessarily all of the gloom. The economy is growing, unemployment is down, and wages are still growing faster than inflation.
Westbury says that means people are likely to shop. He does admit holiday spending has decreased along with everything else since the frenetic peak of the boom. But the 8% growth of 1999 couldn't last. Many retailers are trying to keep expectations low, says John Sylvia, an economist at Wachovia Bank. He says then if they meet or beat them, investors get a little boost.
When analysts have downplayed their earnings to, let's say, arbitrarily 14 cents a share, just picking a number out of the hat, and the earnings come in at 15 cents a share, they'll be saying, wow, they beat expectations. When in fact, you know, all along, the reality was they should have been doing 18 or 20 cents.
Economist Westbury says, in the wake of recent corporate scandals in which analysts were accused of being too rosy, there is even more of a tendency to downplay the prospects.
In this day and age, overselling yourself not only can open you up to lawsuits, but major questions. And also it leads to disappointment among investors. In today's world, everything is expectations driven. And the closer you can get to reality, the better off you're going to be.
However, the problem is that giving out bad news can become a self-fulfilling prophecy, says Westbury. Consumers worry about the future and become more discreet in their spending habits. But that's not such a bad thing, says economist Robert Wegley of the University of Missouri. He says discerning shoppers help balance out the market after the overexuberance of the boom years.
Some of the things that we as consumers consume, we tend to call them all goods. And, you know, there's some of them that really aren't all that good in terms of what they're actually doing for us as a family or for us as a society. We are refocusing, again, on those things that do have the greatest value to us.
Wegley says in the long run, it's good for the recovery if consumers are saving more and paying off debt. Then they'll have more to spend as the economy picks up. Laura Seidel, NPR News.